A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out, and for about 40 years, he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed seven nations and the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" The word of the Lord. Last month, during spring break, one of my grandnieces, a college senior, took advantage of an opportunity to visit Ireland with a small group of students and a professor to do a little bit of research in honor of the 100th anniversary of the 1916 uprising there. Before her departure, one of her uncles, who has been working on some family history, told her that she could visit her great-great-grandfather's grave in a very old cemetery just outside of Dublin. She jumped at this chance to have a concrete experience of an ancient family relationship. She found the cemetery, was directed to the grave by the caretaker, with whom her father had managed to be in touch by email, took a selfie by the tilted headstone too worn from age and weather to be or to produce a rubbing, but nevertheless readable. To her, a great delight and a significant, she was filled with significant awe. Somehow, an experience like Amy's seems to deepen, to clarify, to reveal new meaning to one's identity. The selection from the Acts of the Apostles in today's liturgical readings provides that kind of context for us in this Easter season, when our focus is primarily on Christ's resurrection and his passion and death that preceded it. That Paschal mystery is indeed, for all Christian disciples, the culminating moment in the history of our salvation. How good for us, nevertheless, to be reminded through Paul's sermon in the synagogue in Antioch, his words of exhortation, of God's loving relationship with Israel. This God who chose our ancestors, exalted the people, who led them out and put up with them for 40 years in the desert, gave them this land as an inheritance, gave them King David, a man after my own heart, and then promised the Savior, Jesus. It's a very long love story that we cannot hear too often, lest we forget. What other family history records so much loving kindness as this one? God's loving kindness over such a vast expanse of time is unsurpassable, remarkably enduring, all-inclusive yet personally intimate. In short, incredible, really, except as a mystery of faith through which believers know its proven trustworthiness. Recall today's collect, where we ask God to look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness, and in them you have chosen to make new, and in them in whom you have chosen to make new. May you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing. We might add to the prayer, in order that we might understand today's gospel reference to Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet and act on his example in our lives.